Don wrote in and said, thank you for your scientific approach. It's a pleasure following your step-by-step methods. One major problem that I have is adjusting my voice for appropriate loudness. This happens in social and business situations. I've had an ear injury. I've also been developing my communication skills. One way that I attempted to be heard, paid attention to, or acknowledged in the past has been to raise my voice. At least I'm conscious of the issue. One way I currently work to develop my skill is through being a member of a local Toastmasters International Club. In that arena, I've been criticized for speaking too softly. So how do we pay attention to what another person is saying and at the same time pick up visual clues of whether we are using too much or too little volume? What's the best way to practice? What is the best way to monitor ourselves when we are talking on the phone? Thanks. All right, excellent question. Your ability to say what will truly help your prospect is what will get you and keep your prospect's attention, not volume. All right? And so with that one, it's just a real sincereness. And just like what I talked about with the third eye, keep your eye on them, Don. You know, when you're listening, you listen for every clue that's going on there. Practice sitting, talk into a tape recorder, and see if it's really, really loud. If you've lost hearing in both ears, then have someone else hear it, and to where you can find the right amount of volume. All right. But at the same time, don't make your voice monotone. All right, you want to vary it, even though. And based upon the questions that I'm getting, a lot of you, I really honestly feel as though that you could greatly benefit from getting professional inviter. I really, really mean that.